Good morning, St. Matthews. Appreciate the honor and privilege to be with you today. The other day, a few days ago, I went to Hoosier and I did a funeral and did the service, did a communion there. And it was just wonderful to be with us, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and just to be there at a time where they just need great encouragement. And it was wonderful. I just was so blessed. And people kept saying, thank you for coming. But I felt in my heart that the blessing was indeed truly mine. Because I saw the Spirit of God. I saw the hand of the Lord upholding and strengthening the people as they put away their loved ones. Unfortunately, Mintero has to go through those same times as I received news this morning of my aunt who passed away. So I'm a little scatterbrained, but I trust the Holy Spirit to bring it forth. So when we discussed this idea to do the message here this morning, one of the things that Scott warned me about was, he said, it's kind of an odd reading. And it is. We hear about Samuel, and it's a lengthy reading, and you can go in a million different directions with the message on the reading. But my eyes focused on, or the words leaked out to me, about the part where it says Samuel didn't yet know the Lord. He's hearing his voice, his name being called, but he didn't yet know the Lord. And the other thing that jumped out at me was Eli, Samuel's mentor of sorts. And what comes back to me is this part of my message in Hoosier, because it was an elderly lady, always sad to put away elderly people, because they take a lot of treasures with them. They take a lot of history. They take a lot of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. But they leave a lot. They leave a lot by the grace of God. By the grace of God. So as I was speaking to this in this community hall in Hoosier, I was touched in my heart by the Spirit of God to not focus on the lost, but to focus on what remained, what was given. And that just gave me strength, because it's a sad and difficult thing to have a funeral. But the Holy Spirit brought this peace, this strength. Actually, it was there. But like Samuel, I didn't know it, as he didn't know the Lord. So anyway, so Eli's a mentor to Samuel, and he's telling him, when you're here, the Lord says, here I am. When you hear the voice calling your name, say, here I am. Instruction from the elder to the younger. It's wonderful. That jumped out at me so strong as I went through this reading. Then we move on to Psalms 139, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Because this speaks my whole heart. This is my own prayer sometimes. I can identify with David when he says, you know when I'm sitting down or standing up, you know when I'm lying down, you know all things about me. And many times, you know, when we travel and minister and do the service, I'll open the service and I'll say, you know, if you want to stay for prayer, I'll be happy to pray for you after the service is over. Many times, everybody stays. And Psalm 139 comes to me. Because the Holy Spirit, the Lord God Almighty, knows each one of those people. And I just need to listen quietly to the Holy Spirit and wait for Him and allow Him to move me and use me. I remember one time meeting up with a friend of mine, and I saw from a distance, and in my spirit, because the Holy Spirit, you've got to learn to listen. You can't, you know, be doing all the talking all the time as I'm still learning. But I saw him a way off, And I knew something was going on. I didn't know what, but I knew something was going on. And somehow, by the Spirit of God, I knew I was meant to pray for this person. Our paths were going to cross, and I was meant to pray for this person. So we stopped and chatted and said hello, and the words began coming. I said, "How are you?" And it came forth in such a way that it was like putting a key in a lock. And he just had a release. He said, "You know what? I just really need prayer right now." Okay. I'm not surprised because the Holy Spirit told me ahead. And I said, "Okay, we'll pray." I said, I just want to share this with you. I don't know what's going on. I don't need to know. I said, but I'm going to pray. And don't get spooked if the prayer addresses the problem of your heart. That's okay. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So we prayed. And sure enough, it was one of those what I call target prayers. It was right, it aimed right at the target. And that was exactly what this person needed. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. That in my own ability, I never, ever, I don't even claim to know that kind of information. But that was the work of the Holy Spirit. In that same way, Eli knew the Lord. And he was teaching that to Samuel. And in Psalm 139 tells us more. If you're not convinced God knows you and you're unique and you're special, you stand out to him. You study Psalm 139 over and over and over until you get it deep down here. Then you'll really be convinced and know deeply how special and unique you are to God. Other places in Scripture tells us that the Lord knows the exact number of hair on our head. Now, how more unique can you be than something like that? So you matter. You matter to God. You are the kingdom of God on earth. Each one of us, we have a role to play while here on earth. As my Auntie Evelyn did. As Madeline Weifelt and Husia did. And every person on this earth has something. Because God designed us and gave it to us. That nobody else carries. That is given to each one of us individually. You go on reading and then you run into this really odd reading in the second lesson in Corinthians. Like, okay, how does that tie in with the rest of the reading? Because there is a thread through all of the readings today. In this reading, what speaks to me is the Lord is giving us instructions that we don't know. We have yet to learn. But he's laying it out for us how to take care of ourselves. And he's saying that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's telling us things and pieces about ourselves we don't know or we don't fully understand. He knows us by name. He knows all the days of our lives. And yet he knows the things we don't yet know. As young children are. As our kids are in the mid-home. They don't know the things that Yevla did. Or knew. Or experienced about life. They don't yet know that. They're at different levels and places in their own walk on this earth. And so it's people like Auntie Evelyn, elders with knowledge and wisdom and understanding who have life experience that teach. That's what speaks to me in the lesson on Corinthians. And then the good news, the Gospel of John. There's always good news. Even in time of sadness, sorrow, there's always good news. The Gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ. For Nathanael, how the Lord saw him before they even met each other. Interesting that that's what convinced Nathanael about who the Lord was. He said, "Because you saw me." Jesus told him, "Because I told you that I saw you before, sitting under the fig tree." That's what convinced him. That was what convinced Nathanael who Jesus Christ really was. Do we know the Lord? Are we convinced? When we're in a situation or dealing with issues of life, are we convinced of the greater power of the presence of God? I saw a miracle happen over here at the Memorial Hospital a while back. A tragic accident. A young man was shot with a gun by accident. And people were telling the parents, be ready for anything. That's good sound wisdom. You know, old people always say that, be ready for anything. But this man was new in the faith. He acknowledged his family's comments, and he said, but I know God is greater. And I know my son has purpose and destiny that he's not yet fulfilled. And I'm going to stay in this place of faith. Yeah, I'll be ready, but I'm going to hold my faith like I've never held it before. And he had that mindset and that attitude. Well, long story short, we ended up in the parking lot because the young man was still in high school. Lots of kids came by. So the family just gathered everybody in the parking lot and they gave a report of his condition. And the father said, we're going to pray. We're going to pray together. We're going to be in agreement together and pray. So naturally everybody's just like ready and everybody joined hands and started praying. All of a sudden, and my spirit, I didn't see the natural, but my spirit, I felt like the miracle was just right here. We just needed to get a hold of it and bring it. That the Lord had released it. But we had to co-labor with the Lord. You know, He doesn't do all the job by Himself. He uses us. We work together. But I just had that deep sense in my heart. Just grab a hold of that miracle. So, by faith, I said, I received that miracle. And I went like this. And that young man's condition turned around for improvement. He improved miraculously. And he's walking with us today. The Lord knew him by name. The Lord knew this young man by name. As He knew Samuel, as He knew Nathaniel, as He knows you and I. That's great, great comfort right there. That the Lord knows intimately each one of us by name, by the number of hair on our head. So we are special. And that is good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. It's that we stand out to Him, even among millions, we still stand out to Him. And we are, Bible says, loved by Him to the point where nothing separates us from Him. Not even death itself. His love is still there, still intense, still strong, ever toward us. That's the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To God be the glory. Amen.